and I don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
The Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome into our spotlight from Montreal, Quebec, Ayadze, a talented Aboriginal musician whose music blends soulful melodies with powerful storytelling. And we're excited to talk about her latest album, Healer. We'll dive into her creative process, the inspiration behind Healer, and what's next on her musical journey. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's get ready and hook you up. Let's get the show started with something brand new from Ayadze and her new album. Here is Two Falls. That's brand new from Ayadze off her new album, Healer, and that's Two Falls. She'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Here's Robbie Robinson.
Yeah. I fall too blind to see, lost in the feeling, making my way through the dark. You were gleaming. Are you still burning bright? Are you a dimming light? Just give me a sign that it's gonna be alright. In your loving arms. Ooh. Am I a piece of your breaking heart?
Music from Asanabi and Ray Zaragoza. Come out.
Come out, come out.
I'd like to invite you over to my homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and come on over and take a look around. There's a lot to see. The Say Magazine Library. All of our guests. Here's Angel Berry Bowl.
I was just 13. You were so pretty. Talking to angels just wasn't in me. But we shared our secrets, our strengths and our weakness. I didn't know hurt so deep till you said we couldn't be. When I was 16, I had you to hold me, dancing in darkness. Oh, what you told me. For just a few seconds, I was in heaven. How old do we have to be? I'm not afraid to die.
that's music from the Bloodshots off their Empty album. All right, Amanda Ram, I Won't Hide. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Find us at indigenousinmusic.com. That's where we hang.
Distance. Keep your bullets and your cuffs upon your own. We ain't here on no procedures. We're just out here for the creatures. Call their bodies on the land that we call home. Is all we know. Loaded up on our black steed and tied it so the town could see it. Reap that harvest till there's nothing on the bone. Nothing on the bone. Family's procuration. Raise my shoddy up against your old 4-5. I got 7 generations, got no time to spend a wasting. I won't hide, no, I won't hide, sir, I won't hide.
Since I tried to love, I've been ignoring all the signs above. Terrified to even give it a go. If you want me, baby, better let me know. I'm still healing from the last attempt. Broken, bruised, and battered to a grand extent. Wonder what it means to be treated right. Hours. I was born to bloom and fall. I'm a wild flower. Tell me, is somebody gonna stop the burden? Please don't let me fall for a beast of burden.
Promise, baby, I can heal your hurting. One if only was a beast of
night. Girl, that's all over, I'ma treat you right. Not here to play a lot, cheat or steal. Want you forever, I'm the real,
Melody MacArthur. She was on our spotlight last week. And that was Beast of Burden. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Eadze, will be in the spotlight. We will be right back.
You never thought you loved me, so scared to believe. You never thought you loved me, and I've told you ever leave.
We just keep doing it right.
It's getting hot. It's getting
We're indigenous styling. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Listen to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay on Amazon Audible. No membership required. Enjoy seamless access to your favorite show featuring the best Indigenous artists, their music, and exclusive interviews. Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is your ultimate source for the heartbeat of Indigenous music. Tune in now on Amazon Audible.
Do you love Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay? You can now show your love and take our support challenge. Visit us on our music page and you get to choose. You can become a member, become an ambassador, become a volunteer, or make a donation. Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for taking the time to show your love.
Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we have in the house, Eadze, a talented Aboriginal musician whose music blends soulful melodies with powerful storytelling. She's been making waves in the music scene with a unique sound, and we're excited to talk about her latest album, Healer. It's her second visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Eadze. Hi, Eadze. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well down here in Florida. The weather's picking up. What's the weather like up there?
It's beautiful, actually. It's a very good weather.
Sweet, sweet. I see the sun shining behind you, so that's nice.
Yes.
Right on. Well, welcome back.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to talk to you again about my music and how my career has been since the last time we spoke.
Yes, right on. Well, why don't we start with a short introduction and then we'll talk about the new album and what's next. So go ahead and hit the stage, Eyatse.
Yes, Kwe, my name is Eyatse. Eyatse means my good friend in Wendat language. I'm really happy to be here. I don't know where to start, actually. what is the first question you have for me, Larry?
Sure. How the musical journey started and what inspired you to become an artist?
Actually, I started the classical piano when I was very young. I was 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and I kept playing piano until now. So I did a lot of classical. I was classical trained, but I also went to study in classical piano at Cégep. It's like a college. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I changed after that. I learned that it was possible to actually study in singing. So
combination.
I didn't know that it was a thing, you know, at the time. And I discovered that, and I decided to switch instrument, and it was very meaningful for me because also I wanted to write my own songs. I had written all my songs since I was 12 years old, so it was like more in the direction I wanted to take for my career in the long term.
Cool, cool. Now, has your Aboriginal heritage influenced your music and storytelling?
I think we hear it in my music a little bit in some songs. Yeah. I use traditional instruments, but it's also the themes that I'm talking about, the messages I want to share, the fact also that when I create, there's a lot about my spirituality, and I think my Indigenous heritage has been a lot for that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like in my values, it's like really the messages I want to share, and I think it influenced me so much for my songs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, your new album, Healer, has a deeply personal title. What does it mean to you, and what inspired its creation?
Healer, so the title, it says it, like, for me, like, the whole album is like pieces of my healing in my life and my experiences of life. And but for me, healer is like, the healer is Max Gros-Louis, which was a chief in Wendake for a long time, and he was like a grandfather for me. And healer is talking about him, it's talking about the ancestors, it's talking about the nature and how I healed through all my spirituality and all my experiences. And I think that I really want the people to listen to that album and to maybe recognize somewhere themselves in the songs, or like, if I can help one person,
sure.
I think my goal is like, is done.
I love it.
And I just want to, because I heal through writing the songs, I want people to heal as well listening to them.
I love it. I always tell people music is healing and medicine, and
yeah.
you sing it right in the title. You can't say it louder. I'd like to find out, what do you hope listeners will take away from Healer, and what's next for you musically?
What's coming is very good. Like, I have things that are not announced yet, but I have plenty of shows coming. And I just announced yesterday I was selected actually for the International Indigenous Music Summit, which will take part in Toronto on June 5th. This is very meaningful for me because it's like, it's really a place where you meet a lot of people from the industry, a lot of, like, I think there are opportunities that can come away with that special showcase. So it's very, very positive for me. And I have shows that I'm going to do with my band and shows that I'm going to do a duet to with my guitarist and my hand drum. There is a special announcement that will take place as well on May 1st. I cannot say what it is yet, but it will be something. If people want to see on my social media, I will announce something very exciting.
All right, stay tuned. And Adze, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Social media.
Again, social media. Yeah.
I'm really active on there. There's also the Music Nomad website, musicnomad.com, and the Nicamoin platform, which is the streaming platform from Music Nomad. So I'm on both sites.
All right.
And I have as well my site, eatsemusic.com.
All right. Eatse's new album is out, entitled Healer. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com to read all about her and find out all about the new album. Eatse, great to have you on and learn more. Love it.
Thank you so much, Chawank.
Yes, stay tuned and keep us posted. Any new developments, any new videos, let us know. We'll blast them for you.
I will.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Here is her current release. Here is Dreamcatcher.
I've been trying to understand how to hold you. Strings of a dream catcher, 'cause in my dreams you always come.
That was music from Eatse, and that was Dreamcatcher off her new album, Healer. In case you're just tuning in, Eatse was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
In music. That's Vox Manna and Natty Lee Kavir. Renacer. Hey, right now, if you want to get a hold of me anytime, feel free to email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And you can always find me over on LinkedIn. Sign up for our newsletter over there. Indigenous in Music. All right, we're going to take you back. Don't stop till you get enough. This is Scuba.
Temperatures. IndigenousInMusic.com.
That was Who Needs Forever, the Lounge Cafe. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Do you want to be in the Wild West show?
We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling. We're doing it the indigenous way. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Discover Indigenous in Music on Apple Podcasts. Whether you're a longtime fan or just starting your journey into Indigenous music, Larry has something for everyone. Tune in and let the rhythms take you on a unique and unforgettable musical adventure. Start listening today on Apple Podcasts.
Here's something brand new from Neej B. This is Hold Your Heart. He's going to be in our spotlight in just a couple of weeks.
If you want my hand, then hold your heart. I want you to lock it in and throw away the key.
Ooh, maybe you should hold my hand.
Whenever you're weary.
Maybe you should hold my hand.
Whenever you worry.
Maybe you should hold my hand.
Whenever you're down and out.
Maybe you should hold my hand.
Maybe you should hold my hand.
Hold my hand. So long as I'm here. Cause I'm still here.
It's a matter of the heart, and it's no longer in my power. I thought I had a lot to teach you, but I was never more wrong. You're the one that has a lot to show me, show me.
Be yours.